Judges chapter 12. Now Jephthah has just won this amazing victory over the Ammonites, and the men of Ephraim, that is, they were also Israelites, they prepared for battle. They crossed the Jordan to Zaphon, and they said to Jephthah, "Why did you cross over to fight the Ammonites without inviting us to go with you? We will burn your house down over your head." So, talk about jealousy. That's the power of jealousy. I'm sure that if he'd asked them to go with him, they wouldn't have wanted to come. So that is just the power of jealousy. That, you won a great victory. We want to be associated with that. We would love it to have been said that we fought in the battle. So we're so jealous, we're going to kill you. And that is exactly the same mentality as King Saul. When David beat the Philistine, killed the Philistine, and then he beat many of the other Philistines. The women sung, "David has killed his 10,000s and Saul has killed his thousands." And Saul became so jealous he wanted to kill David because of that. So this is the power of jealousy. You've got to be so careful. Now, if you're humble, which is what God seeks above all things, and if you're secure in your knowledge that he loves you, then you will not be so tempted towards jealousy. Anyway, Jephthah replies to them very nicely. He says, "My people and I did have a quarrel with those Ammonites. I did invite you, but you did not save me from them. When I saw that you weren't going to, I risked my life and I crossed the border to fight them, and Yahweh gave me the victory against them. So why'd you come to fight me now?" Then Jephthah brought all the men of Gilead together, and they fought against the men of Ephraim and defeated them. Now the Ephraimites had earlier said, "You men of Gilead who live in Ephraim and Manasseh, you're deserters from Ephraim." So in order to stop the Ephraimites from escaping, the men of Gilead captured the fords of the Jordan River, where you could cross it at that time just by walking across. When any Ephraimite who was trying to flee asked permission to cross over the Jordan, the Gileadites would ask him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" And if he said no, they would tell him to say the word Shibboleth. But he would say Sibboleth because he couldn't pronounce the word rightly. They would then kill him right there at the fords of Jordan. And at that time, 42,000 men of Ephraim were killed. Jephthah judged Israel for 6 years and then died and was buried in his hometown in Gilead. So civil war, this is brother fighting against brother. Well, that can never be right, that brother fights against brother. That can never possibly be right. But this is the fruit of jealousy. And as the Song of Solomon ends, jealousy is cruel as the grave. And you see this all the time within families, amongst friends, that people are jealous. And because of that, they end up fighting and quarreling against each other. After Jephthah, Ibzan from Bethlehem judged Israel. Now, I think all these judges looked forward to Jesus, because the word for judge means a saviour, and Jesus means saviour. And this man was from Bethlehem, which is where Jesus was from. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters. He gave his daughters to marry outside his tribe and brought in 30 girls from outside the tribe for his sons to marry. Ibzan led Israel and judged them for 7 years, and then he died and was buried in Bethlehem. After Ibzan, Elon judged Israel 10 years. He died and was buried at Aijalon. After Elon, Abdon from Pirathon led Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons, and they had 70 donkeys between them. He judged Israel for 8 years, then died and was buried. Well, you remember what God has earlier said in the summary of this period, that Israel kept sinning, and then they suffered, and then they said, "Oh God, please help us," and he sent them a judge who led them, saved them. And everything was good while the judge was alive. The judge died, and they turned again to idols. Now, this is such a sad cycle, and we have to break the cycle. We mustn't keep on doing this. Sinning, getting in trouble, "Oh, God, help me just this once," God helps you yet again, and then you sin again. Got to give our whole heart and soul to God and vow not to have idols, not to have anything that we worship, that we give our heart to, apart from the things of God.